The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, the 11th of March, here at Free Fire Radio on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. 7:05 in the morning news at top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Hey, good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay. National days out there.
It's national, Johnny Appleseed Day.
Okay. Oh, okay.
All right. I bet you didn't see the Johnny Appleseed, animated movie.
No.
From Disney then.
No, oh, okay. I don't think.
No, that was probably before your time. Might have been before your time.
Well,
it could have been before my time. I'm
you
not
know,
sure.
When somebody say, oh, he's so, or they're so Johnny Appleseed. That, to me, the vision of a Johnny Appleseed is somebody who plants, throws seeds around and plants and does good deeds. Isn't that what Johnny Appleseed in a nutshell is?
Yeah,
maybe Tyler knows, our guest.
I don't know.
All right, we'll have to look it up. Yeah. We'll have to look up with that, you know, what it implies, what it's from, a movie, if it is a Disney. Hey, speaking of Disney weather, that's what we're about right now with. Today's going to be mostly sunny. Let's do you a quick little forecast here. On this Wednesday, Thursday looks like it's 81. Friday clear once again with 82. Saturday is calling for 82. I guess I'm going to have to put the sprinklers back on. 88 on Sunday, folks. Beautiful weekend weather ahead of us. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned out in Anderson, it's the Kinney family, three generations strong.
You know, it's going to be 90, 91, 92 next week.
91 on Monday, 88. So, you know, I did go through the closet and started packing all my sweaters, and then I thought, well, gosh, is that too soon? But anyway, beautiful weather ahead of us, and it's getting to be that time when you can't leave your animals in the car, you know. I think about that, like, and let me just finish with Shasta Gas Propane because they do sponsor our weather, bringing us every time we do read the weather. Shasta Gas Propane located in, it's a veteran owned business where they always strive and will give to, discounts to veterans and seniors and help you in any way that they can. 365-3794.
Three. There you go.
Thank you.
Hey, before we get to our guest, we talk about Jim Bremer, you know, on a regular basis, that without Jim, when we first started our station over 16 years ago, it was from scratch. I mean, literally from scratch. We had to get the boards. We had to get everything connected. We had to get the satellite dish done, everything. Because we started with AM, we had to get our transmitter out there off Radio Road and all of this. Well, Jim Bremer was one of the main reasons that we got on the air. And he and Bob Belongi, we couldn't have done it without Jim Bremer.
And when we talk about Jim, you think about that he was a broadcaster. When somebody has a passion about something for years and years and years, when you think about, if you ever saw Play Misty for Me and you think about the days of the records, that's how they did their music. And so many times I would get little emails from Jim about correcting me on things. And I loved that
Correct
me on like maybe a terminology or the fact about somebody. And I would always say, thank you, Jim. I really appreciate that because he did know.
Total
and he appreciated that he would be listening in all the time. And, we will so miss that guy. You have no idea. So please rest in peace. We are sending you the best of vibes, Jim Bremer, amazing guy. And we had to start our day like that because we would not be here today. You think about the people that help you along the way, that help you get started. And that's a segue into our guest because with us, we're talking about the Sundial Film Festival, the creator somebody who is a local filmmaker and national filmmaker as well, and that's Tyler Ferris. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and so you know what we're talking about, those people along the way.
Absolutely.
You can have a vision, but you need a team.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Yeah.
And so here, let's talk about the Sundial Film Festival happening March 21st. It's your platform. Go.
Yes, so the Sundial Film Festival, March 21st, of course, it's at the Cascade Theater, and we have three film blocks. So our 10:30 a.m. screening is all local films, which is really exciting. And then our 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. are additional films, including local films, international films. There's a wide variety of, you know, you can watch a comedy and then an animated film and a documentary. And throughout the whole day, there's 25 films in total. So three screenings, zero repeats. So it's a really fun day. We have designed it so there's a few hours in between each block where you can go out downtown, you can enjoy the entertainment zone, you can go get some food, some drinks. It's just going to be a really fun day downtown.
All right.
It's always a fun day.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
So, Tyler, the purpose behind the Sundial Film Festival, because this has been going on for, what, 18 years.
Yeah.
Okay, because when we first opened the station, we started getting involved with it. In the, you know, advertising and having people on and those things. And I still remember the very first film that won, about a shopping cart that had its own little life.
Yes.
Yep.
And it was great.
Yeah.
And funny enough, Cart, directed by Jesse Rosten.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm actually doing some edits for him right now. We stay in touch. Like, he's still.
What's he doing now?
He's actually in Reading for a short amount of time. And so he's just here for a little bit, but he's in Portland doing commercials for Kashi and Nike and
cool.
I mean, big commercials.
Now, when you say doing commercials, is he the director of it or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, director.
Right. Oh, okay.
They go to him for a
hearing. So see, here's somebody that was here starting out here in Reading, and he did this little short on it was delightful. It was about a shopping cart that just went on a little walk by itself, or a little roll, I guess you'd say, by itself, if I'm remembering this right.
Yeah.
It's been a long time. And it just, I mean, it was just made you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And won that year.
Yeah.
It did.
Yeah.
He's amazing, and I was working on a project before I met Carl, and he did the work on that project, and so it was great to watch him.
Wasn't it a short film?
No, it wasn't a short film. It was a video for something else that I was working on launching. But he was a real, you could tell he was a treasure, that he was going places. Very much like yourself, Tyler. So we love the fact that, you know, that we know that you're all over the place, but locally you've put your love into this, and you want a full house, of course. So let's talk about tickets, and
let's talk about that when we get back.
Yeah.
This.
And we may even have a couple special passes, VIP passes that we're going to give away. So
because we're kind of looking at them and thinking, what are we doing that day? Okay, no, we'll give them away because Tyler, you know,
our special listeners be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stand by.
We'll be right back.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22 12 6 42.
Everybody calls us.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment. employment services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 27th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is set for Saturday, March 14th at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive. Doors open at 4:30 p.m., dinner at 6:30. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you'd like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350 or online at nwtf.org/event.
Good morning and welcome back to our morning show, Free Fire Radio, here with Carl and
Linda. Man, it's a rock fairy, buddy. You've seen that.
You two are in sync.
7:17 in the morning here. We love bringing you live, wonderful information about stuff that's going on in town. That's a joy for me, and that's where we started, of course, in the very beginning, 16 years ago.
Of which.
To try to encourage the growth of our beautiful Reading in the North State.
In the arts community.
In all of you know, a lot of times we'll talk about a spaghetti fundraiser, whatever it is that's going to help do the plumbing in somebody's building or whatever it is. We know what it is to kind of grow as a business and all the little nuts and bolts of what it takes to be successful.
Well, how about this, that the Reading Rodeo is having a national anthem audition for it's going to be on March 21st.
Which is, go audition at that and then go to the Sundial Film Festival.
Well, yeah, and it's going to be, you can set up a time so you can make sure you don't miss any of the film festival. And the four winners are going to be able to sing in the Reading Rodeo. And there's more information. Just go to
RedingRodeo.com.
Yeah, it's going to be a nationally televised event. So you can put it on your resume. Sing on a nationally televised event.
Yeah, and so then when you're finished with that, when you're done with that, then of course we're going to throw it back over to Tyler Ferris, and we're talking about the Sundial Film Festival. And you said that you, in 2010, you were the second year of the film festival, you had your film.
Yeah, I did. My actual first kind of micro doc called To Plant a City. It was all about local foods, and it was really fun. It was just a friend and me just went out and captured a few stories. Actually, James Rickert was in that first piece. It was the first time I ever met him. So talking about Prather Ranch, and it was great. It was really fun to be a part of it.
Now, at the break, we were talking about something that I'm not sure a lot of people know about, and that's your nonprofit. Let's talk about what you've done with this part of the film industry here where someone can plant a seed and come and you can table it and figure out how to make it work. Could you share with our listeners what that's all about?
Yeah, absolutely. So last year we started the Reading Film Fund, which operates the Sundial Film Festival. And the Reading Film Fund doesn't just put on the film festival. I mean, we support filmmakers from the day to day. We have a monthly media coalition that we meet together and we do table reads, we do technical trainings, we do test shoots, equipment share. We just try to beat that local source for the film ecosystem. So, you know, our big goal is that we create these skilled laborers so when a big production comes into town, we say, hey, we've got 50 people that can do gaffing and, you know, directing and sound and all these different skilled people. So that money stays here when those productions come. That's
well, that was one of the things that when years ago there was talk about bringing a studio here.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how long ago it was. Reverge and Soma was here. And Reverge said, the only way you're going to do this. And one of his friends who was a producer for some, I mean, good-sized flicks with, you know, $50 million budget said, problems about coming up here, you know, it's got everything, you know, it's got all the scenery, it's got all that locations, is we didn't have the people. And they were going to have to bring all the people in, which then made it made it not cost feasible. And the thing that Rivera said was to build a production studio, you've got to have it attached to something.
Mm-hmm.
Because it just is too expensive. You know, if you've got it attached to a series or something like that, he says it's great. But what you've done, it sounds like, is you've taken that and made it organic here. Where if somebody does come up here, they don't have to bring everybody with them.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've been in business now for 17 years.
Yeah.
And there's so many people that are very skilled that have come to town for various reasons. They're usually here a couple years and they're like, I want to work in the industry, but I can't do it here. And my hope is that we can retain those people. We can keep those people here by getting them paid jobs and doing cool stuff because a lot of the people love living here. But they want to work in film, and this is just not the spot to do it yet.
There was a film just made here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and we're not talking Rene Perez, where it's just kind of everything is, you know, within a handful. It was a larger budget film up here.
Yeah, One Battle After Another, the Oscar film, yes, was shot in Eureka, yeah, Sacramento, but they almost shot here in Reading, actually. There was a scheduling conflict with one of the main actors, and we couldn't lock down the location, but there are a lot of networks that are paying attention to Reading.
Yeah.
You know, Film Shasta is one of our kind of main channels that we're trying to filter all these people through.
That's what I was thinking of Sabrina. I mean, then Sabrina can then offer up, well, look, we have cameraman, we've got early
assistant. And who is Sabrina? Camera. Let's mention her name today, Sabrina Jurisic.
Yeah, with Film Shasta.
Right.
Film Shasta.
Right.
And then but if you've got people that, you know, it may not be the main gaffer, but they could be all the assistants, which they need hundreds of, or not hundreds, but they need more. If it comes from here organically, then they can come up mm-hmm. with their main the main players, and then we can fill all that in.
Yeah, absolutely, and it gives opportunity to locals. I mean, if there's a big feature, they may have to be on the union, and that gets them more access to other jobs, you know, San Francisco, Sacramento, LA. So it's a big undertaking. It's not going to be a quick thing, but we're really excited about the trajectory and connecting with these colleges too and trying to, hey, how can we help get your film program off the ground, or what can we do so that, you know, 5 years from now, or hopefully shorter, we have the skilled laborers we need for these big productions.
What about screenwriting? What about putting together scripts and everything? Do y'all have any workshops?
Yeah, so we don't have any workshops or anything like that at this point, but what we do is with our media coalition, a lot of our people will bring in short scripts or even longer scripts, and we'll do table reads to kind of feel out how that script is coming together, and then we'll actually do test shoots where we take a couple pages of that script, and the last one we went to KIXE, we shot in the studio, and we, you know, had different people learning about gaffing and sound and acting. And we shot that scene. We edited it together, and it was just a cool, fun, collaborative piece. And that director and writer got to see, oh, that worked. That didn't. It gets them to develop more and gets more people on set to learn the skills.
Mm-hmm. Well, years ago, I mean, when we first started, or maybe even earlier than that, before the station started, there was a KXD had a
class,
TV class, producing, directing, and all this. Mm-hmm. And that's where we met, you know, I think Bob Belongi. Mm-hmm. We met Bob there and several other people on, you know, how do you do this? Mm-hmm. And then we actually put on debates, political debates, you know, from the candidates, all from our class that was doing that.
And we had to learn every aspect of what it is. So with the, you know, the camera and listening to, you know, three cameras going on. Okay, so I still feel like we didn't uncover everything we needed to know about the nonprofit.
Yeah, there's a lot to it. I mean, we have our media coalition. We have kind of our equipment share program if you're part of that media coalition. The big goal is to get the fund, you know, being the Reading Film Fund, is to get a large pool of money that we can give away scholarships to students.
Excellent.
for technical training, and also fund some local films. You know, there's a lot of these films that are ready to go. Many of my own that are just waiting for funding. And so, you know, if this person comes to us, writes a grant for these funds, as long as it's all shot here and, you know, you're using local people, we can give you the money to do that. So we're still building that, of course.
Okay.
That's the long-term plan.
But you got your 501c.
Got the nonprofit set up, and we're accepting donations.
Okay, excellent. And probably
as we speak.
And somebody who becomes a grant writer, because there's thousands of grants floating around that just have not even been tapped into on many, many levels. So, you also mentioned the number 7 as far as 7 full filmmakers. I think you said, was it 9 or 7 you were saying at the break about filmmakers here in Reading?
Oh, yes, yes. We have kind of, we don't have a lot of pool of filmmakers that are actually doing it for a living.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that I want to see more of. We don't have a lot of people where if you come and say, hey, I want to, you know, do a short film, you've got a pick of, you know, 5 to 7 people that know all the aspects and all the elements that go into making the film that can make it happen. And we want to see that grow, you know, more and more and more. So then the people that have concepts, ideas, and the money to do it can just come to our group, say, hey, this is what I want to do, and we will help you get there. That's our big goal. So more money in the film industry here in Reading is only going to benefit everyone else.
Everybody else.
Tourism, yeah.
Well,
we're here with Tyler Ferris, and we're talking about the Sundown Film Festival, but so much more with the organization they have that's to kind of nurture all of our filmmakers, teaching people the mechanics of filmmaking, you know, lighting, construction work on sets, and you don't think about all those until if you ever sit through the credits at the end of a movie, and then you see these, in some cases, hundreds and hundreds of people that are involved when it has, you know, a lot of graphics in that. But just lighting, the greens person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still not sure what the greens person is, but are they the ones put, like, little flowers out? What is the greens person?
Well, I mean, I can only guess that it's probably someone taking care of the greens,
That's what I'm thinking, and I'm thinking, wow, they got their name in here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a break. And this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, Jeff Wurst. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. Imagine that he will repair your windshield and then guarantee it for the life of your windshield. Yeah, that's how good he is. I call him the windshield whisperer, Jeff Wurst. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, he can fix it, takes it into his climate-controlled garage or area there. It's bigger than a garage. He fixes it, then he, like I said, he guarantees it for life. You're not going to find a better guy to fix your windshield. If you're not sure, how about bringing your vehicle down for a free inspection and analysis to 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Jeff Worsted, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. And we'll be right back with Tyler Fares.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Country fans, are you ready?
Just got those boots and save the date for Sunday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m.
The Event Center is bringing the heat with rising American country star Chase Matthews.
Live in concert.
Get ready for the signature Low Sun Twang and powerhouse performance.
Featuring fan favorites like Darlin' and his gold-certified debut single, Love You Again.
The show is going to sell out fast.
So grab your tickets today.
Just $40 plus fees.
Make a night of this incredible country event.
And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
If you don't know, that's Bugs Bunny, Looney Tunes singing that. I pity ya. Anyway, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 7:33 in the morning here on the 11th of March. 44 degrees, gonna go out there and be a nice day today. It's clearing up, and this week is gonna be no rain. And we're getting into the 90s. We're getting into late spring weather, and it's just barely early spring. And we're here, though, with Tyler Fares from Sundial Film Festival, and we're talking about the number of films. We talked about his, the nonprofit they've set up to nurture our burgeoning film industry here, and to give, train people so that when larger films do come up here, that they'll have a pool of people that they can pull from, which makes it a lot more affordable if they're than having to bring everybody up from Southern California or wherever they're coming up from. Now the films we've got going for the Sundial Film Festival, tell us about that. 15 films?
We've got 25 this year, actually.
25, yeah. But And is that including the international?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Yeah. So we have, yeah, we have like 8 films this year that are all locally produced, which is really fantastic. This was a great year for submissions. We had over 150 submissions in total, and we narrowed it down to 25. And it's going to be fun because we have 19 filmmakers in attendance. Some of those are coming up from LA, some are coming from Colorado, different areas all around the US. But then of course we have our locals, and we've got some extra celebrities coming in too. We've got Kevin Bigley, who is in The Dilemma. He's in a TV show called Upload. We've got Kate Cobb, who is a director. She just got back from Slam Dance. And so we are trying to make it this fun, interactive experience where you get to meet the filmmakers and kind of feel that inspiration that we all do when we see these movies and meet the people that created it. And 19 of them, you get a really good variety of, you know, documentary filmmakers, experimental filmmakers. It's going to be a really fun time.
Oh, I think so. And your international films, are they different than our films?
I mean, there's different ways. You get to learn different cultures and certain different aspects that are told by the people from those areas and those regions. So there's one really amazing film called Galena, and it's a Spanish film.
Oh,
and
cool.
It's just so wonderful about this young boy who goes and visits his grandmother. And it's just this sequence where you feel really connected. The acting in it is very great. And you just see this little glimpse of this boy's experience going and visiting his grandmother for a weekend. So,
you know, there's films that you just think, oh, you know, somebody's little project. But then you get something like The Octopus.
Yeah.
That was so good.
Swept the world. And well, and then yours, of course, too, your project.
Yeah.
That just swept the world. On the Acid Canal. Mm-hmm. Something that's backyard to us.
Mm-hmm.
But The Octopus. I mean, understands, you know, okay, honey, I love you. Let's sit down. I'll watch it with you. Turns out that I thoroughly enjoyed it.
It was something that was a little bit, at that point when I watched it, it hadn't hit mainstream. And this is what I love about indie films, you know, and I wanted to, because it touched me so profoundly, I wanted to buy that DVD, if you will, and give it to everybody because it would mean something different to everybody, but it was just profound. It makes me want to watch it again because then it hit mainstream. But this is the beauty of indie films, foreign films, and I'm sorry to interrupt, but go ahead back about what it is with the all of these indie films coming.
Yeah, I mean, speaking on that same subject, we have a filmmaker, Jessica Liu, who was actually here last year, and her film is called Better Life, and it one of the main actors in it is Randall Park. And she's actually produced this short to get more funding, but there's already a feature in production. So the cool thing is you come to the Sundial Film Festival, you get this little glimpse of a feature that will be out in the next couple of years. So you could say, hey, I saw the short version of that way back when in Reading. So,
well, you know, that's cool. I mean, when something like that happens.
Yeah.
And then you're there for that. How do you help people? I mean, Tyler, you've been very successful in your endeavor, and people look up to you. I mean,
thank you.
Because, well, they do, because you took an idea and you put it together, and it was done so well. Film awards, international film awards, I mean, everything. When they come up to you, what do you tell an aspiring producer of a film?
Yeah, I get to speak at schools and different things like that, which is really great. And the thing I always say is you have the tools in your pocket to be able to start making a movie. You have a phone, and that's where you should start. You just need to start telling these stories. It's a pretty easy thing to get into. It's a hard thing to master it, of course, like most.
Yeah.
But you have your phone, start practicing, start telling these stories. Interview your parents, interview your kids, whatever it is, and just start figuring out how to do it. And find these groups like our group, the Media Coalition, where you can come and learn and experience how other people do it, because it's not just one voice. I mean, movie to movie, everything is different. Every director has a different perspective. Every cinematographer has a different lens and a different look. So it takes a group of people to make these films. But to get started, I mean, just
Now, I asked you this during the break. Mm-hmm. You know, you see these things where people say, yeah, you can make, they're advertisements. You can make a movie with your phone. Mm-hmm. Can you make a movie with your phone?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there are film festivals all around movies that have been made with a phone. The ability and the quality of our phones these days is really impressive.
Scary.
And yeah, there's all these.
Can you do sound and can you do editing? You can do it all on your phone then.
Yeah, you can. I mean, there's different people, in different skill sets for a reason, of course.
Yeah.
But just getting those stories and start, telling, especially in documentary, I see that as a great opportunity, for our kids to start telling these stories, or else our history is, gone. It's a wonderful way to preserve stories and history and really give people a voice.
Well, Linda, have you ever wanted to do a film? I mean, you've been around the entertainment business for a long time, and you've been in films, and you've been on TV, all that kind of stuff. Have you ever wanted to, to say, you know what, we could do a documentary? Like, okay, I'm just throwing this out. The Dean Martin Gold Diggers started in the 60s. They had a reunion, six, 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. All these women showed up. And some of them are in their 80s. But every one of them
is very
had maintained, had maintained. They were dressed to the nines. They were, they looked like they could go out and dance.
We did, but I mean, I think what we're saying is that was a moment in life that helped shape our discipline, how we, you start from a very young age. I mean, we were 19, 20, 21, 22, and there were 25 years of that group, and you're right about that. But mm-hmm. Speaking of, film, it's a good structured film. And knowing that you've got to be on time, time costs money, know your lines. I saw something the other day, and I know you'll appreciate this. It was, I can't remember, what's the name of the movie where Jack Nicholson said, "You can't handle the truth"?
Oh, yeah.
A Few Good Men. And so one of the actors who was in that film, who is on a hit series now called The Pit, he talked about he was 20 when he did that film, and they were doing a table reading. This is what I was smiling about this morning, because I think I saw this yesterday. And when they did the table reading, and Jack Nicholson came to do the table reading, he literally did the full-out version of what you saw on film at the table reading, and they all just, their heads blew off, and they went, "This is just," he said, "I felt at that point like I was in the NFL, and all of a sudden I'm in with the big boys, and I better get my, together."
Yeah, yeah.
Show up. So when you think about, that's not something he developed. He knew by reading the script, this is what I'm bringing.
Absolutely.
And that's the beautiful part of just, filmmaking can be so tedious. Like, you think when you watch a film and you're looking, how long did it actually take to create that one 30-second moment? The lighting, the sound, a dog barking outside, retake, somebody forgetting. So all of the things that can go on with the human element of film.
Yeah, absolutely. And it does take, such a big team when you get to that place where it's like, okay, well, I've got this vision, I've got this story, maybe I have a short of it already shot.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's time, kick it into gear. And it does, I mean, having those mentors and having those people that have been doing it for a long time is incredibly crucial. And we won't have those people unless we're training them at a young age. This isn't a short-term vision for filmmaking or writing. This is a long-term hope for the future.
You talked to schools, you said.
Is it
obviously high school, but elementary schools, middle schools?
Yeah, I mean, I taught a class in a charter school for a little while,
yeah.
A once a week, kind of short thing about cinematography and camera work, and recently just spoke at RSA just to kind of say, hey, this is what I do, and you can make films in Reading and make a living,
I know you don't have time for this, but wouldn't it be great out at Shasta College?
Oh,
yeah. Have a filmmaking course. And, you know, I bet that thing would have a lot of people in it, that class. You know, you start and you just introduce everybody and how this is how you frame scenes. This is for your screenwriting, you know. It could be a year-long, well, you know, year-long class.
We are going to have to take a break. When we come back, we are going to be giving away those tickets with Tyler Ferris. Remember, 19 filmmakers and some celebrities, and we'll be get back more about the Sundial Film Festival happening on March 21st. Stay tuned to get two VIP passes here on KCNR Free Fire Radio when we get back.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Reading Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Looking for a great way to spend your Sunday? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and indulge in our Sunday brunch. Available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enter weekend with us and get this all-you-can-eat brunch for $45 with a River Club card or $55 without. Kids under 10, you're for just $15. Gather your friends and family and enjoy our wide variety of specialty entrees, perfect for a relaxing Sunday morning or afternoon. For menu or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of Healthwise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Reading Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
'Cause
I'm TNT, I'm dynamite.
All right, good morning. Hey, it is Wednesday, hump day.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We're streaming live at KCNRradio.com. That's right, just type in KCNRradio.com, takes you to our webpage, and you can listen to us. You can, where we're streaming, can you listen to us anywhere in the world with that. Plus, our sponsors are on there. If you've, I want a little more information, just click on the sponsor. It takes you right to their homepage of their website. Try to make it as easy on you as possible. Or if you wanted to say, you know, this was really interesting with Tyler Ferris this morning, but I didn't hear the first 20 minutes. So just go to our programming and then go to our archives. And all of our local shows are archived there on our website, among other things that we have on there. Good deals for veterans, all types of news. And you can pick your news from like 6 different sources, so you don't just get one news source there. So you can get fully informed. Anyway, we are here with Tyler Ferris, who is a local filmmaker that done real good, you could say, when he did the film on the Acid Canal. What the name of it?
It's called Acid Canal.
Acid. Okay, yeah. I was pretty close.
Yeah.
But it won international renown from that film you made. Won international awards all over something that happened in our backyard that had such an impact on everybody. If you haven't had a chance to see it,
It's on Amazon. Yeah.
It's on Amazon. Yeah. Go and take a look at this film. You may see people you know, first of all, but it explains what happened. And when we lost our water that year, and had such a profound impact on our county. So, but Tyler is also head of the Sundial Film Festival, and we're talking about that. And tell us about these passes that you have.
Yeah, so Sundial Film Festival is at the Cascade Theater this year, March 21st, so coming up soon. And we have 3 screenings throughout the day, so 10:30 a.m., 2 p.m., and 7 p.m. And these all-access passes are tickets to all 3. So they're a great opportunity for you to come out, enjoy the films, and then there's good breaks in between each one. Go get some food, get some drink. So, yeah, giving away 2 all-access passes, which gets you to access
all
to
of these.
All of it.
And these aren't just tickets. These are laminates that you can put around your neck.
All
will set you apart from other people.
For those of you who love indie films, want to support the film industry that's happening here in Reading, get an inside scoop of all access to this incredible day, do give us a call right now. And we have our producer standing by. Give us a call at 605-4567, the hotlines. And you know what, you guys, I'm going to haunt you down. You better use them and let us know afterwards what happened and what your takeaway. Because a lot of times people, free! No, this isn't this serious.
We're serious about this.
I'm watching you.
We have your phone number. And if we have your phone number, we can get your address. If we have your address and phone number, we'll put AI on you. So, of course, you'll use it. Anyway, phones are ringing. You know, going into our huge phone bank. So, anyway, okay, Tyler, for the different types of films, do you have a favorite, or can you even say?
Yeah, there's quite a few that I really, really like. But these are all short films, you know, so our longest is 20 minutes. And so it's a nice variety throughout the day. One I really like is called La Trace, and it's a story about a mountain climber that gets stuck in an avalanche, and he survives, and it's this really interesting story of him going back to attempt to climb this mountain again. And it's a French film, and it's just beautiful.
Is it a documentary?
It's a documentary. Yeah, and it's great. I mean, it's this outdoor adventure, real-life story, and it's 20 minutes long. So, you know, you get this bite of this wonderful piece. And then another one that I talked about a little bit earlier, but Better Life, is such a great quality film. Asian American type of culture, where it's this pressure put on the child to become something that they don't want to be. So it's really, and that includes Randall Park, and many other, you know, celebrities. So,
well, you know, the fact is that you have so many films. And it's, when it goes over the day like that, like you said, with breaks in between, to be able to see something like this. And it also brings people in from a lot of different places, to come to the Sundial Film Festival.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah. And we're bringing, you know, the 19 filmmakers, and of course we have our local filmmakers, but for the filmmakers out of the area, last year so many of them came to town and said, whoa, I've never been to Reading before. This is beautiful. We took them on an e-bike ride around town, and it was just a really great opportunity to show off what Reading has to offer and include, you know, so many great things.
Somebody's asking questions about the passes right now. No, these are the only ones. Is that what you?
No, how much are the tickets?
How much are tickets?
Thank
to
you
this?
At the box office. Yeah. Thank you.
So you can buy individual tickets. If I remember correctly, the 10:30 a.m., which is all local films, is $17, and an all access pass is $47.
Wow, so that's a great deal.
It's a great deal for 6 hours of entertainment. Mm.
Yeah.
Really. Yeah.
When you figure you pay $365 for a ticket for, you know, an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
20 minutes, some places.
Yeah. Cinemark's 28, I think, per movie, so.
Gosh.
Yeah. Right. Okay, Mr. Producer, did we have a winner?
Ben? Oh, he's on the phone already. He's still telling people how much it costs.
Okay.
No, he's telling people how much
calls
it costs.
Come in, yeah.
So, how did they get tickets again?
Yes, we did have a winner.
Oh, and?
Brian Collier.
All right. We know that Brian's going to show up and love it.
Yep. Brian's a longtime listener, and we know he'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
So, and I forgot totally what my question was on that. Well, when I say bringing in, not just the filmmakers, but people come to watch these
mm-hmm.
films,
mm-hmm.
And you're growing every year.
Yeah, and it's so diverse that there's something for everybody, I really say. So it's wonderful just to get these filmmakers here, show off, you know, our area, and have people experience some different stories that they may never have heard.
Now, you all are coming back in the day before the film festival, I think, with some producers or directors. Maybe you don't know that. But that was when people I've been talking to. So coming back in again on the 20th with actually some of the film directors themselves.
Yeah, that'll be amazing.
Yeah,
love it.
Be able to talk to them about that.
Yeah.
So this is not easy to put on.
And oh my
with
goodness.
All the other things you've got going on, this is. So it's got to be a labor of love here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, filmmaking is a labor of love, but I'm sure that when you've, this is what you need to do, and all your fellow filmmakers will definitely attest to, we've got to support each other because we want the work and the community and the surrounding areas and support filmmakers. I can't wait to hear all about what happens after the 21st with people that, like you said, maybe have not been to Reading, but know their film's going to be seen, so they come for this.
Yeah, and we already, from last year, we already have somebody who's wanting to produce 4 episodes of a TV show up here. And he's like, oh, I was in Reading, and I was like, this is the perfect spot. So, and he knows he has resources now, which is Sundial Film Festival.
Super. Okay, Tyler, you know, we must all remember that Steven Spielberg started with his little 16mm
mm-hmm.
out there in his backyard.
Yep.
And, there's genius here in Reading.
Absolutely.
They just have to find a way to let the genius happen. And Tyler Ferris
is giving them
their way.
Yes.
So, okay. Well, Tyler, thanks so much for coming in and spending this hour with us and for doing this with the Sundial.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I think the Sundial was absent for I could be wrong.
Yeah, they
had
a couple of years.
COVID.
Yeah. And everything. Yep. And then trying to rebuild after that's hard mm-hmm. anyway. So thank you so much for your hard work and helping to put Reading on the map.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Oh, wait a minute. What are you working on right now?
Oof.
Or can you talk about it?
I've got a couple that I'm working on. I'm in that, you know, fundraising phase.
Project development.
Yeah.
Yeah, but a short narrative and then another documentary.
Another documentary.
Mm.
Is it going to be kind of a local one or something?
Regional.
Regional.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear that one, about that one. Has anybody ever done anything on, well, I know they did, I mean, the fires were hit pretty good. I mean, I think Ron Howard
did
that one on Paradise and all this. Then they actually made a movie with McConaughey mm-hmm. about the lost mm-hmm. bus from up there. And it's terrible. It takes a tragedy sometimes to give to illuminate the problems we have,
mm-hmm.
you know, up here with something that we live with all during the summer and spring and early fall.
Yeah.
The fires like that. Okay. Sundial Film Festival. It's going to be March the 21st. It's three different sections of it. You can buy tickets for each section or you can buy an all-day pass. $17 for the 10:30, which are all local films. $47 for the whole day. With breaks in between that you can go out and get something to eat and drink and then come on back in. We've done this before and it is just wonderful. Okay.
Thank you so much, Tyler.
Thank you.
Again, March 21st, it's a Sundial Film Festival. Get your tickets. When I have a full house, the entire 10, 2, and 7.
Yeah.
Right? 10:30, 2, and 7. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to break for the news. Come back with Reading Chamber of Commerce.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Severe storms in the Midwest have claimed at least two lives. Tornadoes swept through parts of Illinois and Indiana, south of Chicago. Iran launched several attacks today, triggering sirens in Tel Aviv and elsewhere, but there were no immediate reports of casualties. Saudi Arabia said it destroyed six ballistic missiles that were launched toward a major U.S. and Saudi-operated facility. In the Strait of Hormuz, a cargo ship was hit with a projectile and set on fire. Correspondent John Gambrell reports on the difficulties facing Iran.
For the Iranians, they're just trying to survive. The theocracy is at one of its weakest points since 1979, Islamic Revolution that installed it. It has named a new supreme leader after the killing of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. It's his son, and we still haven't seen him on state television, raising questions about his condition as the war rages on.
Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says the war against Iran may result in a struggle similar to the one that the U.S. had with the former Soviet Union.
We understand here the Americans have the scars of Iraq and Afghanistan and these so-called endless wars, but a much better example would be the Cold War, which took decades. And America kept up the pressure on the Soviet bloc, and eventually that bloc fell.
Oren spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Inflation held steady last month before the attack on Iran sent energy costs soaring. For the past 12 months, inflation is up 2.4%. Some air travelers have faced hours-long security lines at busy airports as the partial government shutdown continues. Most checkpoints use federal TSA screeners who are working without pay during the shutdown. Wall Street, the NASDAQ is up by 106. More at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm, and Chuck McDowell, definitely not an attorney. This is Chuck. Do you feel stupid for buying a timeshare? Don't. It's not your fault. You were most likely told you could rent it, and it was a great financial investment. And the deal was available today only. If this happened to you, contact your resort or Wesley Financial Group for help today.
Call Wesley now for your free exit information kit. 800-242-3131. 800-242-3131.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
The NIL enforcement czar is sounding the alarm over an influx of third-party deals for college athletics.
Brian Seely, the head of the College Sports Commission, says the onset of $30 million football rosters funded mostly by companies providing third-party payments to players is within the rules, but not the system some of its founders intended. Seely says he's bullish about the new agency's ability to analyze deals quickly, but that the influx of third-party deals that help schools blow past the $20.5 million salary cap they're allowed to pay players directly has led to increased review times. His conversations with some leaders makes him think this isn't what they intended. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
A massive fire broke out on a barge carrying scrap metal on the Delaware Bay yesterday morning. Smoke billowed from several fires aboard the vessel for most of the day. The U.S. Coast Guard responded. News and analysis at townhall.com. A New York federal judge is urging over two dozen states to settle their antitrust claims against Ticketmaster and its parent company.
This after the Justice Department reached a deal and dropped out of an ongoing trial. Dan Wall, a lawyer for Ticketmaster parent Live Nation Entertainment, told Judge Aaron Zubermanian on Tuesday there was no chance all states would quickly settle. He said he based his assessment on the nature of discussions between the ticketing and entertainment giants and the states over the past week. Still, the judge persuaded lawyers for both sides to negotiate in Manhattan federal court. Keith Peters, Washington.
FIFA expects Iran's national team will be allowed to come to the United States this summer to compete in the World Cup. There's been some doubt about that because of the war. The head of FIFA spoke with President Trump last night and received assurances the Iranian team could come. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on Wednesday, the 11th of March, 8:05 in the morning. News, top of the hour, is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Ben's here, doing an outstanding job as usual. You know what? You could do this and still have time to do other things. But you are there. You're the man.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And it's National what day?
It was National Johnny Appleseed Day.
That's right.
And that's it?
Johnny Appleseed. Hey, look that song up. There's a song about Johnny Appleseed.
National Oatmeal Nut Waffles Day.
Oh.
What kind of waffles?
Oatmeal nut.
Waffles?
Yeah.
Can't just be waffles. It's got to be oatmeal nut.
That's what it says.
Okay. I think you can pay at the registry of National Day some money to make it like,
Day.
Yeah.
We could have it National
Talk Radio Day.
National Gold Diggers Day.
A lot of terminology, different mindsets go with that term. Speaking of gold, we've got great, great weather ahead of us. 75 degrees today, mostly sunny. Overnight lows of 45. Now, we should progress. Thursday will be around 81. Friday, 82. Saturday, 82. And Sunday, 88. Of course, it's calling for 91 on Monday and 88. So we're up there with those beautiful. It's time to clean out the garage. It's time to sweep. It's time to clean up the broken crummy debris around your house and just enjoy
power wash.
Get back into your surroundings, because we did have kind of a brutal winter, I would think. Not compared to the Midwest and the East Coast. But anyway, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane with that beautiful forecast here. 365-3793. All right. And they are located in Anderson.
Family-owned business, been doing this for 30 years. Has discounts for seniors and veterans. And locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. You're not going to find a better group of people than it. Shasta Gas Propane. And before we start with our guest today, Todd Jones, from the president of the Reading Chamber of Commerce, someplace yesterday.
I want to just do a warm embrace and let everybody know who's listening. Again, the wonderful work that the Reading Rancheria does for so many people. Not only did we have our big Reading Rancheria Community Fund dinner on Friday night, which was sold out. It was wonderful to be a part of that. And, of course, all the monies that are raised for that evening go into the Reading Rancheria giving out grants 2 times a year for our community. It could be as simple as, oh, I need this, our, you know, we need to swing set at our playground, or we need
a
so
fire
it's,
truck.
It's all 501c, so everything about 501c. It could be, you know, the grass someplace, or bats, or something that's needed. But yesterday something incredible happened, and I just can't wrap my arms around enough to say thank you, because they have and have been doing this for a long time, since the bingo days. They half of the funds go into a cancer to help fight cancer. And so yesterday they did a $12,500 grant to Think Pink and a $12,500 grant to Chicks and Chaps, which has been near and dear to my heart. I've been involved with that since it's the inception, or actually it came from Montana, and then Bennett Gooch and others had said, you know, when they went to one of these events, we need to bring that to the Reading Rodeo. So we put that on, and of course, I, you know, it's very anonymous, but we do get calls from different doctors and different patients that are in need of money, where their insurance hasn't come through. They're in a tight spot. So the local money that we make from Chicks and Chaps, as this fundraiser, stays local. We particularly don't do brick and mortar. We go right to the patient in their time of need and what we can give to them. And it happens, you know, we can do it quickly. And so, yesterday to receive that from Reading Rancheria was just a picture in the big picture of the things that they do to love on our community. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for the blessing and for our community outreach. Now, speaking of community outreach, we got a guy who's got his finger on the pulse all the time, and that's Todd. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to see you.
Yeah.
How you doing, buddy?
Look, you always got a smile. You're just with it, buddy.
It's funny. You know, the time change is a little bit rough with the kids, but it's okay. It's okay. It's maybe it'll be over.
It's going to be in the 90s next week.
I know. It's crazy.
This is sick.
It is baseball season, though. Saturday was opening ceremonies for West Reading Little League, which I'm an assistant coach for like the ninth year in a row. So it's a lot of fun with the little Rugrats out there. I have farm ball, coach pitch, but it's fun.
You know, when I see reels of kids on T-ball.
Oh, my gosh.
And soccer. These little ones. They're, four?
Yeah,
five?
Yeah.
And the soccer, you know how, you know, there's positions in soccer. But when those little ones play, it looks like a mass of bumblebees mm-hmm. all heading back to the hive, because every one of them runs to the ball and they kick each other. Not on purpose, but, you know, trying to get to the ball, which is, you know, really cute and hilarious. But T-ball.
Yeah.
My gosh, they hit the ball. And
run to the pitcher's mound sometimes.
They'll run to the pitcher's mound. Yeah. I saw one.
Run to the parents. Run to the bathroom.
The kid did a cartwheel on the way down there. One of them ran out and grabbed the ball and handed it to the first baseman. Yeah. I mean, it is. One do monkey rolls down to the next
base. My kid likes to make piles with the dirt, but he's pretty with it when he's in the outfield, but he likes to make piles with the dirt and then just sit down. But then when the play happens, he's pretty with it when the play's going on, but in between plays, he's just playing.
Laissez-faire.
I'm
out here. It's good. I'm in the sun. Having a great time.
It's
baseball
fun.
Is secondary.
It's fun.
Yeah, it is. I've seen your picture in a lot of places lately, buddy. You know,
hopefully it's not the most wanted hats.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you always know where Todd is because just follow Facebook.
Or follow my wife. Either the Reading Chamber page or my wife. My wife, she posts more things that I don't even know about than
your wife is a little dynamo.
She is.
Let me tell you this. And I never really knew that until I saw her at the Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
She is hilarious. And then, okay, and so often I'll see, you know, she'll be on Facebook. It's just funny there, too. But there's been, you know, this is what I want to talk to you about.
Yeah.
Reading needs a clearinghouse for fundraising
mm-hmm.
events.
Mm-hmm.
My buddy and I talked about it last night because I put it on Facebook.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you saw it, where I said, Shasta is such a giving county. Shasta, this area is such a giving. However, when you have three great events the same night, it, you know, it just scatters people.
Yeah.
And you know, thing I hear from people putting on these events is, well, I didn't know they were going to have it. And other places is, I didn't know they were going to have this event till, you know, till, gee, I see it. We need something that comes out the beginning of January, so you'd have to start in November, December, where all of these places, One Safe Play, everything comes in and says, this is when we're going to have our event. And you could put it out in January, and then people could look at it, and maybe they want to adjust. Maybe you don't want to have your event, the same two big events, two crab feeds the same night.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Right. Yeah, we put, for the chamber,
Do y'all have something like that?
Well, we put our events out at the end of December for the entire year. So we can say, hey, this is our four or five major events for the year. We pick the dates. Sometimes, obviously, the venue might be to be determined, but we put the dates out there in December for the entire year.
For the Chamber of Commerce.
For the Chamber, for our big events.
But imagine.
So we do have something kind of like that through Visit Reading.
Well, when you say five things,
our big ones, like Legends and Leaders, State of the City, Golf Tournament, Copa Nights.
Now, see, that would be in there.
Yeah.
But then you'd have things in there, you know, like fundraisers for you name it.
So we kind of have this, but it's not perfect, and I know this has been a topic.
Well, nobody else is in it, though, is it?
No. We have, so at Visit Reading, visitreading.com, we have a community events calendar. And I would argue it's probably close to the best event calendar that's out there. But however, you know, it is a community calendar to serve our community. And then I think tourism is secondary. But there's a lot of community events in there. But there's not every fundraiser in there. And here's the trick. People have to submit their own events. You know, it's a full-time job to try to scrape the internet and go see all these flyers and do a big scraping of events.
They would have to come to you.
The visitreading.com event calendar. People can submit their own events if they're reoccurring events. We just launched a new platform last month.
Okay.
Through this new platform, which no one cares about the platform, is called Cruncho, but it's the back end that supports it. But this community event calendar, I mean, we have like the Leadership Reading Social, which is tomorrow. We have some fundraisers for Haven Humane, and then we obviously have the big things like Cool Per Nights and stuff at Turtle Bay, and you know, different things going on.
So this
people submit it themselves, and then we technically have to approve it on the back end, but we go through there every day, and we click a couple buttons to approve an event, and people put in the time. They can link it to Facebook. It's really, really easy to use. I can't quite walk you through how to do it over the radio.
I'm looking at it right now. It's easy. You just go to Visit Reading. You go to Things to Do.
And then Reading Events.
And it says Reading Events this weekend or this week.
This month. There's all kinds of ways to filter. Then you can filter it by category.
You can't? Okay.
Yeah. So, it's not perfect, but people have to put their stuff there.
But that's it. It says submit a Reading event. So what you could do is you could submit your event, but you don't know if somebody else is having one the same day, if they're doing it.
Well, but you could submit stuff for November on there right now.
No, I know that. Yeah. And then if you're putting an event together, what you should do is go in there and say, well, there's nobody doing anything the weekend of November 2nd or July 20th something, and you can just stick it in there. So, you've got the bones to it right here.
I mean, it's not perfect, but people need to use it, and people need to submit their events there. So visitreading.com, it's not just for tourism stuff. We have a lot of community. We have a ton of community events. It's really probably a majority community events in there. And, you know, we'll pretty much
You've got anything. It says here the 13th. This weekend. First Response Marriage Conference.
Yeah, there's all kinds.
You got nice karaoke in the Reading Home Show.
Yeah.
Well, Reading Home Show. Yeah,
and then
Reading
next
Home
weekend,
Show.
we have, you know, the Sundial Film Festival, of course, is listed on there, and we have concerts. We typically will pull the concerts from Cascade and the Civic. If they don't put them up there, we often put those big ones up there. It's pretty good. But people got to use it. People need to use it. And it was part of our contract with the City of Reading that they wanted to make sure that we had a community events calendar put together.
Yeah.
And so this is really one of the most important. It's not the most important thing, but it's very important.
This is something if people would look at it, they could, you know, we wouldn't be having three and four events.
Yeah, and the great thing about this is, well, the great thing for us, and this is an SEO thing, and you can remember from your CloudWise Academy days back 15 years
Did
ago.
Did you know that Carl Bott learned how to code?
You built your own website once upon a time.
I built my own website.
So, anyway.
It wasn't great.
The SEO was really good. So sometimes, since Visit Reading is such a strong website, if you type in, any event, Garden of Lights, for example, sometimes, no offense to Turtle Bay, I love those guys, sometimes we're the first people that pop up before Turtle Bay.
Yeah.
Because our website gets so much traffic.
Okay, we're going to take a break since we're way over.
Oh.
And so we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Country fans, are you ready? Dust off those boots and save the date for Sunday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. The Event Center is bringing the heat with rising American country star Chase Matthews live in concert. Get ready for the signature Lo Sung Twang and powerhouse performance featuring fan favorites like Darlin' and his gold-certified debut single, Love You Again. The show is going to sell out fast, so grab your tickets today. Just $40 plus fees. Make a night of this incredible country event and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Reading and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
For homeowners that are planning to list a property for sale, when should they start preparing and what key steps should they prioritize during the initial stages?
You know, that's actually a really good question. We've learned that the most successful sellers will actually get started early. So they'll normally meet with us long before spring and really identify what types of home improvements they might want to consider so they can maximize their value when they bring the home to the market. We'll also discuss things like marketing strategy, what types of things we want to do to maximize the benefit when we start promoting it up and down the state and across the country. And the final thing we'll do is have a broad stroke conversation around price. Just knowing that we'll actually refine that price at the very end, just before we get live, so we can maximize every penny possible.
Go online to ReddingHomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Yes, it's hump day, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on hump day with Carl and DeBont.
Can I
broadcasting from the studios, downtown studios, with our magnificent window in the world?
I think we are full now with our audition slots for the national anthem. I just got word that we have 43 people signed up. Last year we had 43. There may be a spot more. I'll go online now with ReadingRodeo.com. But also to let you know that tickets are on sale right now, and we appreciate our great panel of judges that will be there that gives their entire day for our local community to come out and try for the national anthem. 43 people are signed up.
Last year I listened to 33 national anthems. Looks like this year I'll be listening to at least 43. So, okay. Hey, we are here with Todd Jones, President CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. In our first segment, we talked about we need a clearinghouse for all the events that are happening, and we have one. You go to Visit Reading, and it's things to do, and you can put in your event, but mm-hmm. you can look at other events that are happening during that time frame. You go up, you know, go out to October. Right.
Yeah, you can go for the whole year.
And
if you have a Facebook event already created, there's a really easy way to import that in there, and it makes it, because that's one of the problems with event calendars is the pictures and some of the stuff gets wonky. But
yeah.
if you have it in Facebook already, it'll yeah. import it over, and it's okay. really easy.
All right. So what's the latest going on at the Chamber of Commerce?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, we just had Legends and Leaders, so I was out of town last week, but we had Legends and Leaders.
We didn't make that one again, Linda. We keep holding our breath.
Yeah,
let's hear about the year.
You know,
hey,
16 years.
Let's hear about the fabulous people.
You know what? You ought to give awards just for staying in business hey. Around here.
So let's hear about your who won.
So our Citizen yeah. of the Year this year was Mary Rickert, and again, the Citizen of the Year is chosen by the past Citizens of the Year. They're the only ones who get a vote. So there's about 12 of them this year that were in the room to make that vote, and Mary Rickert. Our former supervisor was chosen as the Citizen of the Year. One of the interesting things, so Silas Lyons does the speech on presenting the Citizen of the Year because it's something that we've co-presented with the Record Searchlight for, I don't know, gosh, probably 30 plus years. And so Silas, it's a surprise for the winner. He does a kind of a recon and goes out and finds as much information as they can. Mm-hmm. And he comes back and does the speech every year. It's incredible. I look forward to it every year. But one of the things I didn't know about Mary, because, you know, obviously she served as supervisor, but her legacy before that is so incredible. She petitioned with a group of young girls to, gosh, I'm going to get this wrong now, to be officially in FFA. Girls, when she was growing up, were not allowed to be in FFA. And she actually,
Future Farmers of America.
She petitioned to go, in to a group of people to be there to do dairy cow judging, I think it was. I'm getting all my details wrong, but basically, you know, she really changed the trajectory for that program to allow, young girls to be able to be judged in that program because back in the day they weren't able to. So she's done a lot in the agriculture industry all over the state of California.
She's leading the wolf. She's one of the wolves. She and her husband are poster child for this wolf depredation, problem we're having.
Yeah. And I know Assemblymember Hadwick, I think she's introducing another bill related to the wolves this spring
which will never get out of committee because they're too busy reintroducing grizzly bears back into the state of California. Another great idea coming from somebody that lives in Los Angeles.
Crazy. It's crazy. So I probably butchered some of the details on Mary, but she won. She did a great job. She's an incredible person. Then we had our business of the year this year was Innovin Truck Body and Equipment. Those guys expanded upon Caterpillar last year, and the founder, Sam, is from Reading, and then they have a great team here. Our business person of the year is Todd Davis, who is started Obsidian IT. And he just is on a ton of different community organizations and super helpful. And
he's founded what?
Obsidian IT, Todd Davis.
I've heard of that. What is that?
They're a managed IT provider.
Okay,
provider. So Todd Davis, and it's not just about the business; it's about what they do in the community and all these other factors. So Todd Davis won that award. Our nonprofit of the year, which is an award that we brought back that we used to do, mm-hmm. and that was sponsored this year by the McConnell Foundation, which was a lot of fun to partner with them and Shannon Phillips, who came and presented that award, was Raising Shasta. So Jenna Berry came up and accepted that award, and you know they've done such a great job merging Catalyst Mentoring and Shasta Youth Violence Prevention Council into what is now Raising Shasta, and they have the great new fundraiser, the Roaring Rumble, which is coming up, I think, just in a couple weeks, which is really cool. So I think they've
When are you going to get into that, buddy?
You know, I actually...
They
you know,
asked you.
They did ask me. I almost said yes this year. I'm glad I did not say yes, because
I'd like
the
to
time,
see you and Rory. I'd like to have seen you and Rory.
Rory would have been fun.
Well, that would... No, because you're both... I know both of you. And, to the first... you know, it's all fun and games till the first punch is landed.
Well, you know who I almost did it with? It's Sam Lower Bardiere. You know, former Marines.
From Theory.
From Theory.
Oh,
we're about the same size, roughly.
Yeah.
So maybe next year, I will never, ever, ever, ever do Dancing with the Stars as a contestant. But Roaring Rumble sounds interesting. Plus to have a goal to get ready for. I mean, boxing is freaking hard.
Now you have to, since it's sanctioned, you've got to work out three times a week with a trainer and all that. So they don't want to see anybody get hurt.
Yeah, and between coaching, kids, sports, and everything else, I mean, spring is so dang busy.
Did you ever get any of the smokers in the Marine Corps?
No. I mean, we did it for PT every once in a while. But that was fun.
Oh, yeah, those things could get... Those things would get bloody.
I bet.
And because they just get in there, and we had two lieutenants that we had
just
a smoker.
Went after.
Nobody really thought it was going to be, it was where we train all of our lieutenants. And they were kind of like low key. They got out there. I mean, they locked arms and just punched each other.
Oh,
and it was like, I was refereeing. I kept pushing them apart, and I'm looking at them. And, I mean, the glare was there. And then they get back together and pound each other and lock arms and hit each other. And finally, it was the fight of the night.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
So my other ones I'll run through real quick. We had our rising star was Tyler Rowley. Tyler Rowley's he's Edward Jones financial advisor. And just, again, one of those people that gets involved in a ton of different things and kind of new on the scene of being involved in a lot of things over the last three years or so. And then our ambassador of the year was Melissa Comez, who was our ambassador chair last year, and she just helped us at the chamber tremendously last year. She works at the Sheraton, and she's a great, great person. So really fun event. You know, it's really all about the awards that night.
Yeah.
And it's great. And we went to the Holiday Inn. We had almost 400 people there, which is more than we've had for years.
Wow.
We've been at the Sheraton for years, which we absolutely love, but I wish the space was a little bit bigger.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm seeing. You know, isn't it funny? We're talking about all these events that are happening, and a lot of them are on the same days, but I know Chicks and Chaps has grown. I mean, every year they move to another spot.
Where's that this year?
This is going to be down at the Senior Center, isn't it, Linda? The Chicks and Chaps.
Chicks and Chaps Senior Center, May 2nd.
Okay. Gosh, Rodeo Week is coming up.
Well, yeah, because
it's
that's
going to be before Rodeo.
Before Rodeo.
I'm emailing the president right now about, the full-up national anthem and, having the Cowboys there because, we are gearing up of Rodeo Everything. We've got Red Bluff Roundup in April.
You'll be in tomorrow, in fact.
Yeah, and then we've got, now we have the Chicks and Chaps Luncheon will be early this year. We're doing a Saturday so that the Cowboys can be involved because when we do this luncheon, the day of the rodeo, it makes it very difficult after you put a luncheon on.
Yeah.
And then everybody's got to be back at 5 o'clock.
Right.
So we're trying something new this year.
That's a good idea.
We're doing it May 2nd. And of course, all the things start to, like the special kids day and all that stuff starts to be launched that whole week of before,
we couldn't
after.
We got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. My barbershop of choice, found them in 2007 and never changed. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. It's the old-time barbershop, and it's great. It's man's last stronghold, what can I say? And what I really like is I can make an appointment there, and so it works on my schedule. So if I'm busy that day, I can roll in, get a haircut, roll out. And I do it two ways. You can do it one of two ways. You can go to Booksy and go there and put in Cypress Square Barbershop and look at all the dates that are available and the times, and you can set it up. And then Booksy sends you emails, tells you you've been confirmed, and it reminds you the day of your haircut. Or I like to call and talk to either Tim or Logan, 530-244-9478. Cypress Square Barbershop, like I said, man's last stronghold. And we'll be right back with Reading Chamber of Commerce.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the company. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReadingBarbecue.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Good morning and welcome back to our morning show here on Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 8:35 in the morning here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and your talk radio. Now,
can I remind
KCNRradio.com is where we're streaming. You can hear archives if there's something like last night. Dr. Lauren Strickland was on. And I know that she had a really interesting show, so you can go back and hear her in the archives from yesterday's show. What's on your mind, Carl?
I've lost it.
Oh.
Oh, no, here it is. Sorry. The fundraiser, dinner, and auction this Saturday to re-roof the Frontier Senior Center. Dinner and bar catered by the Anderson Rotary. Dessert auction complimentary of the Enterprise High School Culinary Arts Program. All proceeds raised go to Re-Roof the Frontier Senior Center Fund. You can get your tickets at frontierseniorcenter.com/upcoming events. It's $40 per ticket, $300 for a table of eight with a complimentary bottle of wine. Frontier Senior Center has so many events open for people down in Anderson, and including a monthly breakfast. They have genealogy classes, they have dancing, and everything. Trish Clark is big in this. So if you can't be there, do like we did, and we donated money to do that, to help out down there. Hey, our guest today is Todd Jones, who is the CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. And we've been talking about the Legend and Leaders event mm-hmm. that you just held, that we, mm-hmm. and just for people that do so much in our community.
Yeah, last year our winner was actually Tyler Ferris for Rising Star, which I know he was on just before me, and I don't know if we want to talk about Sundell Film Festival, but I actually ran the Sundell Film Festival one year.
You did.
In a volunteer capacity when I was with the Active 2030 Club. I was vice president that year. I must have been president the next year.
Mm-hmm.
This was probably like 14 years ago, because I think I had a one-year-old, and you know, it was, he probably mentioned it at the top of the hour. I missed the very beginning of the show, but I'll come back and listen to the archives. But it was started by Reading Rodeo, really Mark and, sorry, Reading Rodeo, Reading Rotary. Reading Rotary started it. Mark LaSalle's and, his son Will, who's a filmmaker. You know, they really started it, photography and video, and film, excuse me. And then the Active 2030 Club took it over when the LaSalle's basically were kind of on their way out, leaving town. And we ran it for, gosh, probably 10 years or so. And, you know, it was a volunteer-run organization, and it was a fundraiser, because all the money that we raised went back into the community for kids, for back-to-school shopping sprees, things like that. So it was a fundraiser first, and I would say it was a film festival second, which really what Tyler and his partners have done, it has made it so much better. I mean, it really is just a much, much, much better, well-run. People that are passionate about the film industry are in charge of it now, and that's really the way it should be. I mean, Mark and Mary LaSalle's were also passionate about the film industry, but Tyler has taken it to the next level, and the films are picking in the way that they've organized it and professionalized it. They've really just done such a great job. So I'm looking forward to it. I'll be there at least for the afternoon shows, because again, there are 10 events that night, and I think I'm going to be at one other event on that evening of the 21st, but I'll be there for the morning and the afternoon show, and then I'll probably have to miss the evening one. But Sundell Film Festival, I'm just super glad that he's taken it over. They've done a great job.
Okay. We're seeing still lots of activity downtown going. Ribcage is coming in.
Coming along.
What are the things happening?
Oh gosh. What other things are happening around town? That's a good question. We have a ribbon cutting for Premier Oil Change on Cypress.
The new one.
I think they're still working through their car wash, although I have not heard the latest on that. I know they were still running into some challenges there. A couple weeks ago, or actually about a month ago now, we actually did a development services roundtable. And development services, if you don't know, that's the planning and permitting department for the city of Reading. And, you know, we always hear about challenges in that department. It takes too long to get a permit. My planning isn't working. Something's not happening. And so we did a roundtable with about 15 professionals in the community, engineers, architects, contractors, with development services leadership. Jeremy Pagan, Lily Toy. We also had the public works director, Michael Webb, there. And we really talked through the issues of, like, what's really happening behind the scenes at City Hall? Why does it seem like permits are always a big challenge? And I think what I walked away with that meeting from is that, you know, there's really two sides to every story. There are people that are not submitting full plans, and that creates more bottlenecks at the City Hall because it has to go back for different rounds of plan checks. But there's also challenges at the City Hall, and, you know, staff turnover, and people, they don't have as much senior leadership as they used to. People are retiring out. And so that changes the dynamic of how they go through the approval process. So we're going to keep doing that once a quarter is the goal right now, just to see how we can improve that process. And I think a lot of it really comes down to perception. And perception is reality for a lot of people, but I think they're doing better than people think. But still, you have one bad time doing a tenant improvement, and you can't get your permit through, and, you know, you hate the city forever after that. So I think if people can get on the same page with the city, you know, they're willing to work with people, we want to make it better, because it's a big challenge when it comes to building in our community. But I think those guys overall, statistically, they're doing a good job, but every once in a while, obviously, something's going to fall through the cracks, something's going to happen.
It all happens, and, you know, sometimes they try to, you know, they find ways to speed things up. I thought that if we just put a bonus for everyone they got in and got out in a week.
Oh, yeah.
Think about it.
I mean, if your plans are, like, perfectly dialed in.
Why should you have to wait a month?
And you don't have to have a second round of plan check. It's going to go a lot faster.
Well, you know, the thing is that the ones that make the plans are state-certified architects and engineers.
Yeah.
Right? They're state-certified.
Sometimes you can have a drafter submit some plans.
Well, okay.
Sometimes. For, like, tenant improvements.
Okay. But that's an exception.
Yeah.
So then we have our people who are not engineers or architects checking their plans.
Mm-hmm.
Why couldn't we just have, okay, this is their plans. They've been state-certified. And They meet, you know, they've pulled the permits. Boom.
Yeah.
I don't understand why it takes so long.
It is a challenge. It is a challenge. And I think, you know, there's, if you talk to the city, and you should have Jeremy Pagan in one of these days. I think he'd be a good guest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
It'd be fun to come in with him, actually, and we kind of riff on each other. Because I kind of know, I mean, I know a very small amount of his world, but I know him well enough. It's fun to have these conversations because he gets it. He worked for Nichols, Melberg, and Rosetto for almost a decade, worked for the state for a long time as well before coming back to the city. So he gets the private sector side of the equation. But, yeah, I mean, if the plans don't come through all the way, but they have a life and safety, you know, thing that they have to certify. They have to say, hey, we checked this. There's a public works component that goes into it. There's an REU component that goes into it. So the engineering may be adequate and good to go, but they have to make sure all the other parts of it, they have the life and safety certified. And I'm oversimplifying it a little bit, but they have a duty, technically.
Well, I would just like Jeremy to say, if Carl, you came in and you had your plans with you and you're pulling that permit, this is how long it should take.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, no BS, this is how long.
They do
Why is it going to take this? Because I've only got 4 people that do this.
Right.
And I'm, you know, and they may have 20 things they're looking at. So that, you know, add another week onto it just that way.
They do have mandates. It's like 21 days. 21 days to turn around plans. 21 days to turn around your plans. But then, again, the big challenge is if you have to get another round of plan checks because they mark it up.
That's
then
the
you
killer.
Got another 21 days. And
that's the killer.
That's what, you know, it's awful.
Because, and then, oh, you missed this.
Yeah.
Or they come out to inspect and they don't do all the inspections in one day.
Yeah.
Or they'll find something, okay, to fix this, and they come back out to look at it, and they find something else. Now, I don't know if they do that. I know that's happened in the past.
Oh, sure.
And
yeah.
So we're here with Todd Jones and the CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce, and we're going to take a quick break.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Reading Renteria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Reading Renteria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Reading Renteria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, I'm Dr. Marie Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Marie Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisade location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Reading Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Hey, and right. Welcome back.
8:48 in the morning. It is hump day.
It's hump day tomorrow.
Yeah, who do you have on?
Thursday. Simpson University is going to be with us.
Okay.
And, of course, they're having their big banquet.
Veterans Success Center yeah.
Right.
Gala.
Chad Phillips is going to be the guest speaker, a former Navy SEAL that found Christ.
Wow, that's awesome.
So he's going to be, and we may have him on the show Friday. We're still working that out on scheduling
well,
on that.
We're going to be attending that event. Yes.
Yeah, we'll be there with Senator and Mrs. Johannesson and many other people. I would imagine tickets are still available. Just go to Simpson University's webpage and find out about that. But if you go to visit Reading,
it's on there.
On the event,
it's on there.
I was just looking at it. Come to think of it.
Our community event calendar, visitreading.com.
Yeah, it is. It's right there. We're here with Todd Jones, CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. And you just went to a school.
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't know if it's not school.
An academy. They called it.
They call it an academy. So tell us about that.
Yeah, so I
and
just...
how's that going to help Reading?
Well, I hope it does. I think it will. So
because... You know how many times you get sent to places and you're halfway. We flew in from Hawaii one time, my boss and I, back to D.C. We sat down in this conference, and in the first 5 minutes, he turns to me and he says, "This is a waste of our time." And he was right. And I said, "Yeah, I know. Spent all that time, money, effort to get back there, and it had nothing to do with us, and we were required to go to it."
Oh,
anyway, so what does this, you know, tell us about the Academy and how that's going to help Reading.
Yeah, so I just, I've been at the Chamber now for just over 2 years, and I really like kind of staying plugged into statewide organizations, especially ones that are in my industry. And we're part of the California Chamber of Commerce, and Cal Chamber has a lot of members all over the state, and they're really the statewide lobbying organization to help make the state more business friendly. Now, I would say we don't always agree with them here in Reading. They're trying to make compromises and deals. I mean, the CEO, Jennifer Barrera, who I got a chance to spend some time with a couple weeks ago, you know, she's meeting with the governor often and legislators and talking about, hey, we got to kill this bill, this thing that's going to make it harder to do business, whatever it is. You know, they have 5 or 6 full-time lobbyists that do that. And so I've been trying to get more involved with them, and I have a lot of colleagues that work at Cal Chamber now. So they put on the first ever California Chamber of Commerce Business Advocacy Academy. And what it was there was about 25 chambers of commerce from around the state of California that got together. We got together in person in September. We got together in person to graduate 2 weeks ago. And then the sessions in between were all online for like a 4-hour Zoom class once a month, which was kind of a long time. But the ones in person were great because we got a chance to meet with...
So this just wasn't a weekend of...
No, it was, September for a day.
Yeah.
4 online sessions over the 4 months, and then another 2 days, 2 weeks ago in Sacramento. And we got a chance to, again, spend time with the CEO of Cal Chamber, Jennifer Barrera, and then also got a chance to spend a lot of time with their lobbyists and other community organizers that say, hey, how do you work effectively in advocacy in your community? How do you organize things? How do you organize a political action committee? How do you organize a government affairs committee, which we have here, which we started a year ago at the Reading Chamber? And how do you engage in political things, candidates, events, or excuse me, endorsements of initiatives, things like that. And how do you get involved, and how do you make a difference? Because what I've seen time and time again, as I've gotten to know chambers throughout the West Coast, the largest, most influential chambers of commerce are the ones that are involved politically, and they're helping shape the decisions in the future of what's happening in the community. So learning about that from all these different chambers and professionals and lobbyists, you know, it comes back to how do you make Reading a better place to do business? How do you make it a better place to live? How do you organize your community? How do you communicate with your membership? And so it was a really good, interesting time. And now I have a lot more relationships throughout the state and at the state capitol, which is
good.
Which has been nice.
Good. Well, we learned our lesson about endorsements.
Oh gosh. Well,
at least candidate endorsements.
Yeah.
And that was one of the great things y'all did was stop doing that. You know, had to immediately upset half your client base.
Well, it'll be interesting. You know, having them
on though and asking them questions, I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, we are going to do forums again this year, and we're actually going to send out that information to the candidates next week on the location and date. I don't want to say it on air because I haven't told the candidates yet.
Yeah.
But we will send all that information out next week, and we're going to have a forum at the end of April at the Sheraton. We already booked the room. And we are going to try to ask questions and really try to focus on how do we make Reading in Shasta County more competitive? How do we make it more business friendly? What do we need to do? And then sharing that information as well as we can on the positions and statements that these candidates make to our membership so they can make a better informed decision. So the next time I'm on in April, we'll talk a lot more about kind of what we're going to be doing leading up to the June primary. And I also don't want to forget, but the Business Advocacy Academy was great, but I also don't want to forget that tomorrow we have greeters with Leadership Reading, which is one of my favorite organizations in town. Something the Chamber started many, many years ago.
We need to, we're getting our people getting more involved with it. You know, for Linda and I, we can't go there because we're on the air. But we want to get one of our people there, every Thursday.
Tuesdays. Can you explain? The Leadership Reading is tomorrow again?
Yep. So Leadership Reading is our greeters tomorrow morning at the, I always say the Oddfellows Hall and people don't know what I'm talking about. IOF Hall.
IOF.
Viva Downtown.
Yes,
right there.
Wonderful,
yes. Yeah, right there. On the corner of Market and Butte Street.
Yeah, we just did a jazz concert up there, and of course they have the art gallery.
Oh yeah,
they do the fashion gala.
Yep.
It's a great place.
We're downstairs. It's kind of like Reading's community center now.
Yes.
And Viva Downtown does such a great job being host, and it's always a cool spot.
Mm-hmm.
So Leadership Reading greeters from 8 to 9, and then tomorrow night, this is not a chamber event, but they have their Leadership Reading social. I believe it starts at 5 at the Sheraton. Check the Visit Reading website for more information on that or the Leadership Reading Facebook. I think applications are due within a couple of weeks.
Oh, wow. That's a big
sooner.
Anybody who's ever gone through that, it's almost like there's such an alma mater. There's such a pride in going through Leadership Reading. And it's like friendships for life.
Yeah, I did it about 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. Or so, eight or 10 years ago, and it was one of the better programs I've ever done. I mean, it's so great to get to know, you get to know a lot about things happening in the community, which I think I already did to a degree, but you build relationships with the new people and a different cross sector that you might not know.
Hello, I'm back. He turns off my mic when I run out because he never knows what I'm doing. We would go to Leadership Reading. I can't remember if we went last year.
Yeah.
I think we did. And what we do is we talk to all these people that could, you know, who's going to have a part of our community building about media.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you're on the shows and this is what to expect and to use local radio.
Yeah.
To get the word out. Because, we got big audience out there, and between all the radio stations, we've got a really huge audience.
Yeah.
So how do you use media in that? Now, wait a minute. Before I forget, tomorrow we have Simpson University, but we also have J.B. Stacy, who's the general manager of the Red Bluff Roundup, which is coming up fast. So he'll be on with us tomorrow morning at 7.
Yeah.
Okay, going back to Todd.
So Todd, you were talking about, maybe you mentioned it, and I had to run out of the room as well, but about the fact that with your membership with Reading Chamber of Commerce, your nonprofit.
Yes, yep. Our nonprofits, we are also a nonprofit. We're a 501c6, which is a membership association. We also have a 501c3, which is the Ford Reading Foundation, which is where we did the Reading City Identity Project through. But if you are a nonprofit or a sole proprietor, it's $100 off any tier any tier membership. We have three tiers of membership at the Chamber of Commerce that get you different things and, you know, different marketing things. And we also have different tiers for our sponsors. But any tier for our membership, it's $100 off for sole proprietors and nonprofits. And we also have a civic member level, which is only $100 for the year. And we probably have about 35 individuals who are not affiliated with the business any longer that just want to stay engaged and stay involved. And they're members of the Chamber of Commerce as a civic member, which is a lot of fun. Like Jake Mangus, he's a civic member, but he's also a member, obviously, through the Mercy Foundation North. But really what I tell people is, because there is certainly, you know, if you get what you give to the Chamber, if you come to events and you stay engaged and you stay involved, you can make a lot of relationships and help build your business or your brand. But also there's a lot of members that just want to be a member because they support what we're doing to try to improve the business climate in Reading. And that's what I would say most of our sponsors are sponsoring for. It's not about all the marketing things that they get, but it's really about how can we support the business community? How can we support Reading and being a sponsor or a member of the Chamber of Commerce is certainly a way to do that. And it's not always about what's in it for them, but it's really about what's in it for the entire community. So, membership, as I've gone through some of these chamber programs in last year, I've learned a lot about the different value propositions chambers have. And we are a pretty special chamber here in Reading. We're pretty big, and, we have a lot of great programs and a lot of good things going on. And anybody could be a member of the chamber.
Well,
ReadingChamber.com.
I would say that you have a vibrant body of work.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. It's always growing and there's a heartbeat to it. We appreciate Todd under your leadership.
You know, Todd,
you've done great things. And you're only
we've known
your
you.
Team.
We've known.
I have a great team.
We've known you for what? 15 or 16 years since we started.
I moved
this.
Here in 2010, so it's 16 years.
Yeah. Yeah. And you started working for
Wally Herger.
Mm-hmm. And we've watched you kind of progress through the years. And, you know, it's kind of in the back of my mind, not right now, because, you know, you're busy, is what's next for Todd?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I've only been in the gym for 2 years.
I know. Hey.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. Hey, everybody, have a wonderful day. It's going to be beautiful out there. I'm all dressed to go out horseback riding and then shoeing horses today. So, so today is horse day after the show's
sounds like
over.
A good day.
It's going to be a great day. It's going to be a great day out in the hills and then coming back and shoeing Odina. So, have a great day, my friends, and God bless America.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.